broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
A Democratic state representative from Manchester is under fire for apparently posting a comment on Facebook.
These very localized events become global counterterrorism.
Well, Bill, I understand your frustration. We open up our phone lines with categories.
It's the Jews, stupid.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what in the heck it's talking about. This is where truth is our bitch on this show, and we take you through the looking glass of talk radio. This is the world famous, not to be duplicated, Phil Hendry Show. It's a talk show that other talk show hosts listen to, as a matter of fact. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Our website, newly revamped, newly redesigned, with all of the archives and soon to have the full show logs, and we're very excited about our website with all that it has to offer. We've got our backstage pass fact, and I don't know, we had a lot of emails. We got everybody taken care of. So go over to the website tonight, look at our live streaming video and audio, check out the archives. If you don't have a backstage pass, get one. You cannot hope to understand or be a part of this radio show unless you do have a backstage pass. And this is the only backstage pass to a radio show, the only real subscription to any radio show you'll ever have that's fully worth it. And do I mean that? Oh, yes, I do. Oh, wow, do I ever. You can get some kind of a subscription to a radio station, to a radio show website that basically has coffee mugs to sell you and little five-minute podcasts and then a whole bunch of articles that somebody else wrote, right? Our show, our website is about radio, and we have full shows, full video casts, archives up the wazoo, Jack. All right, tonight on the show, Facebook, there was a status update on Facebook that landed a local New Hampshire politician in hot water. A man tells C-SPAN they take too many black callers. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on Fresno, KJZN, Fresno, California, 105.5, Yakima, Washington, KBBO. Where's our big city? I'll tell you where it is. Detroit. And Detroit, Michigan is coming online with us. WDTW, 1310 AM, Detroit with us in early April. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to talk about junk food this hour with a guy that I don't know, Bob Green, who is our, he's really all things having to do with consumer-related items, things having to do with food. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. According to this article from a local TV station here, Bob, in Los Angeles, if you feel like you're addicted to junk food, you may be right. A new study finds that junk food can be as addictive as cocaine. Junk food can be as addictive as cocaine. You believe that?
Oh, absolutely, we do believe it, Bill. And the way that we lay out our store and the way that we deal with our customers, the consumers are the things that we have on... our checkout stand displays, as well as in our aisles, reflects that.
Now, in this article, it says the researchers say the theory is based on a study involving rats. It was published in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience. Although they can't be directly applied to human obesity, researchers say it may help understand the condition and lead to ways to treat it. The study found that overconsumption of high-calorie food can trigger addiction-like responses in the brain, and that high-calorie food can turn rats into compulsive eaters in a laboratory setting.
Well, you know, Bill, I have seen it with my own eyes. You can buy a child, we often saw in our store, you can buy a child a bag of these Skittles, or you can buy them one of these Reese's peanut butter cups or these Reese's pieces, and you can see the way a child, a young child, tears into that food without even thinking. And will continue to eat in a very, very compulsive way for a very, very long time. And this goes without saying. My own son has a weight problem. And as a result of the weight problem my son has, it has affected his adult life to the point now where he has had a difficult time with mobility, a difficult time getting out.
Does he live with you?
He does live with me, yes. My adult son, who is 24 years of age. And that's why we have the picture of Bob Jr. In the store. I keep a copy of his picture with me. And we have a copy of the picture of my son at the checkout stands for the checkers to use.
Now tell me about this, because in your store you have candy at the display aisles, right?
Well, these are the checkout displays, yeah.
The checkout displays, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and there is candy there. That's where we have agreed to carry many of the big-name brands, whether it's Mars or Hershey or some of the smaller companies. But we don't allow young people to buy it, and by that I mean under the age of 18. And we have been known at times to actually ask for identification. We also do not let parents buy it if we think it's going to be eaten by a child. The compulsive child who runs up to the checkout stand and sees the candy and grabs it and puts it on the belt, that's the child that we really have to be aware of. I think all parents need to be aware of that child. He is the one, and we've all seen him, Phil, where he runs over to the candy rack. He looks at all the candy. He grabs the biggest, brightest package, the biggest candy bar or whatever, and puts it there on the belt. And that's when we have to come out from behind the stand and take it very politely and put it back.
So you're not selling candy to children?
We are not selling candy to children. We won't allow it. And that's why this is where the picture of my son, Bob Jr., comes in, where we have this picture, and I will take it, and I will show it to the children. And I will say, do you want to look like this? If we get any kind of an argument from the parents. Generally what happens is the child will go over to his parent after I've taken the candy off the belt and put it back. The parent will come over and say, why did you do that? And I'll say, because this is what your child is going to look like.
So you have a picture of your own son. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I've got a son that is that size, who, had I been a little bit more, had I been stricter with the way he made his food choices, he wouldn't be in the situation he's in right now. Sitting at my home, eating my food, obviously, with no job. So we have been the first of what I hope will be a great many stores to do this. Ultimately, Phil, what we're looking for is an absolute ban on the selling of candy to children, period.
All right, now you're talking right there about a ban on selling candy to children. You're talking about companies making a lot of money on Easter, on Halloween.
I understand that.
On Valentine's Day. And if you say you're not going to sell candy to children...
Well, we're not going to sell it directly to children. If parents are going to come in and buy it and take it home, and I'm not saying make it illegal. I just don't want to see a child buy candy in my store, and I have personal reasons for that, obviously. When I see a child buying candy, my thoughts go to my own son, Robert, and I think of how much weight he put on, and I project that onto the child that's buying the candy. I see that child as my son, Robert, and the bad shape that he's gotten himself into. And the fact that he is unemployed. And so it takes a little bit of control on my part not to get, I have to say, feel angry when I take that candy out of that kid's hand and put it back. And I've had some confrontations with the parents who thought I was very rough with the child. But we're trying to save a generation, Phil, a generation of kids that are going to grow up to look like my son.
Tell me if you could, how much does your son weigh?
He's 320 pounds. He is almost morbidly obese.
And how tall?
6'2".
And he doesn't have any kind of shape. I mean, there's offensive linemen, obviously, in the National Football League that are that size, but...
No, there's no muscle tone. This is obesity. And he's tall. His mother was tall. I am not. I'm 5'8", 5'9". So he's much taller than me, much bigger than me. And I see him in every kid that comes up to the candy and wants to buy some. I see my son, and it's not a pleasant thought. I get angry. So, no, we won't sell candy to children, and we would like to see a prohibition on the sale of candy to children throughout the country, at least in stores. So if you want to buy candy for your child and take it home, and you want to watch your child turn into something that the rest of society is going to have to take care of,
Well, are you, Bob, you know, the rest of society is going to have to take care of. You're taking care of your son.
Well, these kids eating all of this candy.
No, I know that. The study says here that junk food is as addictive as cocaine. So a child going up to the checkout stand and buying all this candy, you're saying eventually leads to more compulsive buying.
if you allow a child to buy it, if you allow only the adult to buy the candy, there might be some self-control there. There might be some restraint. But even when we see adults buy it, we will not sell candy to any adult that is accompanied by a child. We will not sell candy directly to a child.
So what do you do when the candy goes on the belt, on that conveyor belt? What do you do?
We have instructed our checkers. You go out from behind the register, you pick the candy up, and you put it back in the stand. If they take it from the stand and put it back in the belt, you walk around, you pick it up, and you keep doing that until they get the message you're not selling it to them, either with a child or with an adult with a child. And if they continue, then I bring the picture of my son, and I'll put it right in their face, and I'll say, do you see this pig? And I, Phil, there's nothing that breaks my heart more than to call my own son a pig. But I will say to these adults, do you see this pig? Because that's what that kid you're with. And I'll point to the child, and I forgive me for using this kind of harsh language, but I'll say, that's what that's going to look like.
That's what that's going to look like.
That's what the child is going to look like. And 99.9% of the time we shake hands, and they realize it's been a big misunderstanding, and they are happy not to buy that candy for their child so it doesn't turn into this thing that I've got a picture of, which is my son, and I love him very much.
Robert Green with us. He has taken the step that some other stores are taking. He refuses now to sell candy to children. He also refuses to sell candy to any adult that is accompanied by a child. And he is calling for the prohibition of the sale of candy to children nationally because recent studies show candy, sugar, junk food sugar, is as addictive as cocaine. All right. Let's get into this, because when you talk about prohibiting anything, man, it's a very, very, you know, it's a big, big, it's a tough road to hoe. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And certainly having some kind of a, you know, carding kids for candy and taking it out of their hands and taking it out of the hands of the parents, this is a pretty aggressive policy there at his stores throughout the Southwest, Fraser Foods. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And don't forget, tell your local station you want the Phil Hendry Show live. You want it live, baby. You tell your local station, you bother them with phone calls, you bother them with emails, you bother them with regular mail until they finally get the message. You want the Phil Hendry Show live on your local station. All right, 877-876-PHIL. With us is Robert Green from Fraser Foods, the CEO there of one of the larger grocery chains of the Southeast. The study released today saying that junk food, especially candy, is as addictive as cocaine, has led Bob and some other stores across the country to prohibit the sale of candy to children, directly to children, or any adult with children. And you have used your own son, who is, you say, morbidly obese, as an example to these parents.
Well, I have, Phil. I've had my own son come into the store. I've had Robert come in and sit on a stool between our number four and number five checkout stands for a good part of the day. And we will have a sign that he will either hang around his neck, or we put it up near the candy stand that says, if you allow your children to continue to go over to this candy rack, this is what they're going to look like. And this is my own son. And this is a very...
That's got to be painful for you and for him.
It's painful for both of us, but I got no choice. I made a big mistake as a father, and now my son is morbidly obese, and I let these parents know, take a good long look, because as long as your child is bothering me and my checkers with candy that they should not be buying, unabated, they're going to wind up looking just like this. And we got an arrow, and we used two different signs on either side of the checker pointing to him.
877-876-PHIL. You're taking candy out of the kids' hands, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we go right up to the tray. If the child is at the candy stand and the candy, I should say, the candy rack, and they're going to put the candy there, we will take it out of their hand. If we are behind the check stand will go and take it off the belt and put it back. A lot of these children get upset, and that's not anything for us to get worried about because they're children, and I'm not really concerned with how they feel. I am concerned with how the parents feel, but I'm not going to allow the parents to buy candy for a kid that I already said no to. And that, and of course, that's the other issue.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. Daniel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green.
Hey, Phil. Just want, you know, I love the
yes,
show,
sir.
And I like coming home at night and watching and listening to it. This guy, I don't know who he is and who he really thinks he is. I mean, this is, you cannot do this. I mean, this is, candy to children is just something that goes apart with growing up. And, I mean, to not.
Right. And, maybe so does smoking cigarettes, maybe taking heroin. But no, we're not going to have you or your kid get fat just so the rest of society can pay for it.
No, I do.
Good point. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Kathy. Kathy in Ashland, Kentucky. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I was listening to the discussion about the candy police, and I just think that's totally
candy,
wrong.
I haven't heard that one before.
The candy police. sounds pretty apt, though.
I think one of the biggest problems with kids today, and the reason that they are so much more obese than they were a few years ago, is the constant use of computers, the constant use of video games. Kids used to get outside and be active, ride bikes, play games, and so forth, and now they've just kind of, you know, dumbed down to just using their fingers, you know, and the rest of their body doesn't even get exercise.
That's nice. That has nothing to do, though, with what we're talking about.
Well, what she's saying...
No, I know what she's saying, but it's irrelevant. We're talking about junk food being as addictive as heroin, to the point where these children are going to keep packing these calories in, and it doesn't really matter. You know that no kid is going to be out there running 3 miles a day.
No, the kids did used to go outside, and, you know, I think parents...
Well, that's fine. I mean, I can't go into your home and make your kid run, but what I can do is keep your kid from coming into my store and buying this food that is going to turn him into my son. My own son, my flesh and blood, which is over 300 pounds.
Okay, and I
got to be honest with you. I can't even refer to my son as him so much as I refer to him as it.
And well, that's demeaning to him,
and
though,
you know,
and it's demeaning to you.
That's a comment that I wanted to make also. You know, if I were your son and I was hearing you on the radio calling him a pig and an it because he has a weight problem, that would be extremely upsetting to me to think you have no more respect for me than that. I mean, that would terribly upset me.
I hear you.
I think that's wrong.
Well, I hear you, ma'am. I know how you feel. I'm out of options, though. He, because of this unrestrained eating of this garbage that I sell in my store, I still sell it in my store. Because of that, he turned into this thing. Now,
and
I love him. He's my son.
Calling your child an object?
Well, let me ask
you something,
ma'am.
If someone already has a weight problem, and then you insult them on top of that, the only thing that's going to do is cause them to feel guilt, cause them to feel depression, and that's going to make the drive to eat the junk food even more. They need support,
that's a very good point. That's a very good point. I mean, it's neurotic, right, Kathy, is what you're saying. It becomes a neurotic thing.
From your own parent. I mean, if your parents are going to do that to you, where do you have to go?
Ma'am, forgive me, but you and Mr. Henry are giving these fat pigs an excuse to look like the way they do. Now, my son is a pig, but I love him. My son will always be, until he loses the weight, he's always going to be just a slug. But I love him.
If you can call him names like that, I question that.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I love my son enough to put him on display in front of people and to say,
and
you
make
want
him
your
an
kid to look like that?
And make him an
what
embarrassment.
What does that do to... Does he go home and eat more?
I don't know what he does. I tell him, as soon as his shift ends, I say, get out of here. I don't know where he goes or what he does.
Well, Bob, there's money that says he goes home and eats more. or go someplace where you won't see him and eats more because of what you put him through.
And I say you and that lady are exhibiting the kind of liberal political point of view that has caused this problem.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much for your call. We'll be back with Bob Green, not selling candy to kids, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
With me is Robert Green. Mr. Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. They're headquartered in Buena Park. We're talking about his prohibition, along with other grocers, of selling candy to children. That is junk food at the checkout stand, these Skittles, these M&Ms. No more sales to them, as well as no more sales to adults who are accompanied by children. So you're not going to sell them candy. And you even have your own son. I want to get into the topic of your son here, if I could.
Well, I didn't want to come on. I don't want to humiliate my son, but you asked me about my son. And
well, you don't want to humiliate your son, Bob. I understand that. But you're having him sit between checkout stands with a sign around his neck.
That is correct, yes.
And you say you love your son.
I love my son more than anything. He is my life. But now I have to save his life, and this is the only way to save his life. And I'm trying to keep the parents out there listening to me tonight who have children that run over to that candy at the checkout stand. They run over to that display. They take the candy. They put it on the belt. The parents don't do anything about it. You might as well take a copy of the photograph of my son that I have. Take a copy for yourself and put it up in your bedroom or put it up in your... because you're looking at your own kid. That's what it's going to look like if that's what you're going to do. And bringing my son down to the store on Saturdays to sit for a couple of hours, or with a sign around his neck that says, this is what it'll look like. I don't think it's going to.
The use of this neutral term, it.
There comes a time when your child has put on so much weight, you have to drive the message home to them. They have ceased. They are an object of curiosity.
Well, to me, it sounds like a freak show.
Mr. Henry, my son is not the Elephant Man, all right? I hear a lot of people thinking that I'm putting him on display like he's... if you ever saw this movie...
Yeah, I saw the Elephant Man, and it sounds a little bit like that, like you would put your son on display. I know that you're not trying to collect money because he's a freak. I think you're trying to illustrate something, but how do people know the difference?
I'm not standing there and going, I want my man back, you know, as Anthony Hopkins in that movie. Because I saw the movie where that guy's head was... I don't know if you saw the movie.
Yes, I saw the movie, and I read about John Merrick. It's a horribly sad tale, which fortunately has some kind of a happy ending.
What happy ending? On the Elephant Man?
I'm not here to talk about that, though, Bob.
No, but I'm just curious.
The story of the Elephant Man had a relatively happy ending. He became, he lived at the hospital. He got to know the Queen of England.
You call, well, oh, no, I thought you said they cured him or something.
No, they're not going to. They can't cure him.
Well, that's the only happy... If you got a head the size of that, I don't understand. But the point that I'm saying here...
Get off the Elephant Man here for a minute. We're talking about your son being on display.
On display, so somebody else's kid doesn't turn into that.
877-876-PHIL, the Phil Hendry Show. Let's move on to another call here. Felicia in San Antonio. You're on with Robert Green. Felicia, hello.
Hi, I need to tell this man, has he thought about how he is going to endanger his employees? Today's folks don't play. Over a bag of candy, someone can get so upset and come just blow someone away for a bag of candy.
Wait,
I mean, those are your
robbery.
Employees. Those are your employees. How dare you?
You're
now you want
armed
to
robbery?
To sit up there over something
the thing is, there's a cop. We'll call a cop if somebody pulls a gun. What would you do?
Well, we ain't got time to be calling no police today, sir. You need to take care of this matter in a different way. You need help, and you're using your
son. Wait a minute.
Your son to defend something that you permitted him to do when he was young. You know, you're out of your scope.
I did, but I don't anymore. I don't anymore. I've got to use him for whatever good he can do.
Think of your
now he's too large.
Child Protective Service got to come and take that child from you. He needs protection now from you. Have a good evening.
He's 24, ma'am. What do you mean, Child Protective Service? And to answer the lady's point, Phil,
what?
They got to pay for the candy bar first. If I don't let them have that candy bar, I've just saved them money.
All right, 8778, that's true, but I think what the lady is saying, taking candy out of a child's hand.
And someone's going to pull a gun on me? You know what, Phil, I will only respond by saying this. People can do whatever they want to do, but anybody that pulls a gun on me better be fast.
Well.
They better be quick. Better be real quick. Because I am 5'9", but I have very quick moves. Now, my son's mother was taller than me. I'll go ahead and admit that. She was 5'10", and she was the size of him. Does this give you an idea? Because, see, people are blaming me that I let him eat junk food.
You said that you let him eat junk food. Now you're blaming it on heredity?
No, I'm saying it was junk food, but his mother was pretty big. I mean, pretty big. For a woman, real big.
I don't know what that means.
She was huge. And I'm not...
Was she overweight? Bob, was she overweight?
I wouldn't say she was overweight. She was just huge.
So was it genetics or was it the fact the kid eats?
The kid ate, but his mother was big.
877-876-PHIL. I think that what the lady said, though, about the people having candy taken from their kids' hands, she made a good point. Mark in Berkeley, California, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark, go ahead.
Good evening. How are you?
Yes, sir. Fine.
I think it's very commendable what the gentleman is doing, having concern for other people's children. But listen.
Thank you very much.
One thing I have yet to hear him say is to blame himself for what occurred to his son. Because, see, he had the ability to see it happening. You know, he saw this happening.
That is true.
It wasn't something that just happened overnight. So, I've yet to hear him talk about himself or blame himself throughout this whole show. He wants to give his son a label. He wants to berate him. But he should really berate himself also.
Well, I think it's a good point, but his mother was constantly enabling this behavior. She, as I said,
Somebody was there in authority that saw this happening. You cannot tell me this. This whole show wouldn't be happening if whoever was in charge was doing their job. That's why I think.
Well, you're going to have to go talk to my wife. She's huge, you know.
Are you blaming your wife? Or are you blaming? I heard you earlier, Bob, say that it was your fault.
Yes, it was my fault insofar as I was also the boy's son. And I'm doing what I can now by having him come to work at the store.
What does he do at the store?
I told you what he does at the store.
That's what you call having him come to work at the store? He sits on a stool with a sign around his neck?
Mr. Hendry, when you're 320 pounds, but are you telling me I'm going to have to stock shelves or make a run for the, for the top ramen noodles? I've got him sitting on a stool, with a sign that says, this is what it's going to look like if you let it eat the kind of food that I let it eat. Now, having said that, wherever his mother is, and God knows where that is, she's to blame too.
Wherever his mother is. All right, Mark, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Timothy in Tucson, listening to us on KJLL. Timothy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I love the show. I like to think that this kid should take his dad to a domestic violence class and put a sign around his neck and have him sit down there and say, this is what you don't want to become with mental abuse that you're giving that kid. You're not getting anywhere with him having him sit down in a chair. If you want him to lose weight and feel good about himself, make him do something productive at work.
I am, as far as I can tell.
Having him sit on a chair?
I mean, what do you want me to do?
Should we start putting big signs on offensive linemen and security guards and law officers and everything else, too? Or
I don't know. I don't know. All I'm trying to do is keep kids from eating junk food so they don't turn into these monstrosities that we're looking at. Sir, there are news items every day now. Children in America are overweight. Children in America are fat as hell. They don't say that, but they say children in America are fat and get fatter all the minute. Every minute of the day they're getting fatter. What are we supposed to do? So I take my son, and I go, I made a mistake. I let my son eat Skittles and M&Ms. Now take a look at it. Do you want your kid to look like that? I don't think so. And that may be when I take the candy out of a kid's hand, the parent will think about how big my son is and won't want to, you know, pull a gun on me like that other guy said.
I don't know. You're causing my kids a lot more harm than good. I can tell you that.
My own son, he's 24 years old. But what else, you know, he's living at home right now because his mother was fat. And I'm not kidding.
Are you saying it's the mother?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's that? I know. His mother.
Are you saying it's his mother's fault or his or your fault?
On balance?
On balance.
I'd say it's more his mother's fault just because she ate. There wasn't a plate of food that was on a table, and it could have been sitting in front of somebody else that she didn't think she owned.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go over to Tom. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene. And this is changing, Bob. First you're saying it was the junk food. Now you're saying it's the size of the mother.
No, it was the junk food, but his mom is big.
Tom, go ahead.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm really distraught on this. My son was overweight for some years, and his mother is overweight as well. But I never in my life blamed either one of them. I mean, the parent's job is to make sure that you take care of your child and maintain what they eat and how much they eat. That's part of being a parent. So it's the parent's problem. Don't blame it on the candy bar.
Wife,
it's not the candy bar's problem. It's the parent's problem. Whether they get the candy bar
if your wife,
at some other store, they're going to get a candy bar if they want it bad enough. They don't have to buy it at your
that's
store.
That's true. Well, that's right.
So you're not
At least I can say they didn't buy it at Bob Green's store. If I see a fat kid go, excuse my language, I see a fat kid go down the street, at least I can say I didn't do that. You know, somebody else.
No, you didn't
do
that whether you sell a candy bar or not. You didn't do that. That was the parents' fault.
Well, now, see, that's what you're saying what I've been saying. Your wife was fat, right? So you know it was more her fault because she's the one that shoveled all that food
into it.
No, that's not what the man said. He said it wasn't her fault, and it wasn't the candy bar's fault.
Why are you letting your wife off the hook?
Why am I letting my wife off, too? Because she didn't make him fat.
Did you not just tell me that she's big, too?
You bet she's big.
And how did she get big? How did she get big? Because she...
Everybody gets big. Sometimes women have thyroid problems. And there's other issues
That thyroid problem is real.
Yeah, okay, it's real. Thyroid problems are real. Yeah, okay, it's real. And you know what? Someday we may discover life on other planets. But the fact...
No, thyroid conditions are absolutely real.
Well, but this gentleman wants to let his wife off the hook while she was sitting there eating comfort food and she wanted somebody to eat with her, so it was the kid. You don't see that, sir.
You're incorrect, and don't put words in my mouth, because that is not what happened.
I don't know what happened.
Overweight because of my doing and my
wife's
doing. It had nothing to do with anybody else.
More your wife's doing than you're doing.
That's what you don't understand. This man is saying he's not blaming his wife.
He's not blaming his wife, but he says it's her fault. I don't get that.
No, I did not. I never said it was her fault.
She was coming home with the big bags of the tiny Milky Ways. Didn't you say that?
No, I did not say that.
Well, then I'm hearing things.
Yeah, you must be hearing things because he never said that. Tom, thank you so much. Tom, how's your son now? Is he still overweight?
No, actually, he's a football player and he's big. He's not overweight, but he's a big boy. I mean, broad shoulders. You know, big build.
Uh-huh, good.
This is Bob Green. Does your wife play any sports?
What is that supposed to mean?
No. I'm just kidding.
All right, no, that's fine. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We don't need that kind of joking when we're talking about the health of children.
Mr. Hendry, I don't see you not feeding kids candy. I don't see this gentleman. I'm the one that has prohibited the sale of candy to children. Me, Bob Green. The head of Fraser Foods, the CEO. I'm the one. So when people call up and give me a hard time and tell me that I'm the closest thing to Satan walking the earth, because I tell kids...
Nobody has said that, Bob. What people are saying, though, is that you have to exercise the limits that a parent must put on a child, and to say, well, his mother was fat, so therefore that's why he got fat and I didn't do it, and then to put him on display in the store with a sign around his neck that says, this is what your kid will look like. I think there's some things you need to consider here. Robert Green with us from Fraser Foods on his decision to, throughout the chain, his store's chain, prohibit selling candy to children under 18. No more Skittles, no more M&Ms, none of the stuff there from the display cases at the checkout stand. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Robert Green in a moment. More of your phone calls.
His mother was huge. I mean, she was huge.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's an interesting theory. I have Robert Green with me on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. We're talking up here about the study that junk food is as addictive as cocaine. You have no problem with humiliating a kid?
Well, Phil, what would you do?
I mean, telling a kid that he's a fat oaf?
Would you rather the kid die of cancer or a heart attack?
What kid is going to die of a heart attack from obesity? Look, the problem with obesity is that it gets worse and worse and worse. Don't you want to put that kid through some kind of a regimen that requires physical discipline?
A regimen that requires physical... You think you're running a training camp for the Green Bay Packers or something.
No, I'm not. I'm simply saying, don't you think it's going to get more results?
I'm saying to you that whatever keeps a kid alive... And more importantly, whatever keeps a kid from becoming a burden on society. When you sell a kid his bag of M&Ms and Skittles, that's one more step toward him becoming something in a hoveround. And I don't mean to be...
What do you mean?
I mean, you've seen people that are so overweight. They are so overweight, they can't even be bothered taking one step. They don't want to walk. They'll just sit in a hoveround. My son, and I am proud of this... And I told him, you can eat as much as you want, but you will never, ever not take a step. You have to take at least a step, and then you can sit in your hoveround.
Are you talking about those electric carts?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean you're going to have to take a step?
You get so fat that you just give up on walking.
I thought that those people were in those things because they can't walk.
No, they know how to walk. They just gave up on it.
So you're telling me you tell your son he has to take at least one step?
At least, is that asking too much when I say to my own son, you are so huge. I mean, you're even bigger than your mother. I'm joking about it. His mother wasn't that big, but I'm making a joke. I'm trying to lighten it up. Because I remember that line from Yaphet Kotto in Alien when he said, it's huge. You know, it's as big as a man. But I'm saying that my son, I say to him, you know, you want to sit in your little electric cart, that's fine. You have to at least take one step toward the refrigerator. You're not taking the whole trip over there in a golf cart.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a caller here, Vera in Fresno, California. Vera, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I just, first of all, want to make sure that I get a chance to speak because this gentleman seems to always be interrupting everyone that speaks.
Well, I know the facts.
Okay. Okay, so no, here's in my opinion, you are being a hypocrite. First of all, you have a store where you sell candy, and you're saying that you want to help all these children, that you're out to help them, yet you continue to sell that candy. So if you really, really want to help somebody, you'd remove that candy off the shelf. The other thing is here you
doesn't
are
work that way.
Talking and demeaning your son in that way. You can't even help your son, and you want everyone else to believe that you're really trying to help another child? The help starts at home. And if you can't help your own child, how can you help anyone else?
Ma'am, I'm helping my son. I told you that if he wants to use his hoveround, he has to take one, at least walk a step. That's
no,
number one.
I get that. I get that.
Right.
But the problem is that he is so, you demean him so much. that it is,
well,
it
ma'am,
is sad. It
do
is
you want your kid looking
see.
Like that?
No, no, you listen to me. It is very sad that you're doing that to that child. Yes, he's 24 years old now. But you know what? You've demeaned him so much, and I only feel that you must have had a really bad life to continue that vicious circle that you're doing.
I've had a great life. The only thing wrong with my life is that I married his mother, and I don't even mind marrying. His mother was a wonderful woman, but she was, I'm telling you, she was way too big.
He must have been a wonderful woman to even consider you at all. But you know what? You go back
I'm the one that
first you blame your wife, then you blame yourself. You just have no clue what's going on. You just you must be in desperate need of attention or something because you're hurting the child. Like I said, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite, sir. Because
no,
if you
I
really
had the candy in the store to help them get the discipline not to buy it. So if
oh,
a kid sees
please.
The Skittles, if the kid sees
please.
The Skittles and says, no, I'll resist buying it,
no, it's
he gets
very
discipline.
Obvious to everybody that's listening. That you're coming across as the vicious
can I,
man.
Can I ask you a question?
No
let's,
clue.
Let's get down to it. Do you
and
own a
you know
hover
what?
End?
The, I
you
have
own a hover
movie.
End, don't you? You own a hover end. I know
mm-hmm.
you do. That's why you're getting upset, because you own a hover end. Don't you?
Phil Hendry. Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.